All right, just to add to the injuries, the guys that won't practice today, obviously Tamba, Abdullah, and Justin Houston. Abdullah and Justin are making progress. They're rehabbing, doing their thing. Everybody else will will practice today. Just reiterate kind of what Rick said about Tamba. We'll just see day-to-day here how it goes. Because he had surgery doesn't mean he's just out. That's not what that means. So these hand specialists have done great things over the years here of being able to put things back together where the players can do their thing and still participate. So look forward to the challenge of playing the Browns. It's a well-coached football team. They really haven't had a lot of injuries on their either side of the ball. So you're going to get a fresh, pretty explosive football team that comes in here with good schemes. So we've got to make sure we prepare ourselves right this week and get ourselves right. Also, just congratulations to those guys that are members of this year's Pro Bowl team and from our group here. So with that, time's yours.
Zombo is the next guy up.
Yeah, Zombo. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Coach D'Anthony Thomas, you mentioned
the
guys who aren't practicing, but so you expect D'Anthony Thomas to return this
week? Yeah, D'Anthony will practice today. So,
what are your thoughts on Johnny Manziel? I know he gets a lot of flack, but your thoughts on him?
Too? Yeah, you know, I've had a chance to look at the games that he's played, and I'll tell you the same thing I told you when he was in college. He's an explosive player, makes a lot of things happen. He's great at extending plays. So, from a defensive standpoint, you got to make sure you play the whole play and then a little. So he moves around well. He's got a very strong arm. Yeah.
Do you feel like your defense is one that excels when a play gets extended maybe a little bit longer than the typical play? Things break down?
Yeah, I think they do okay with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't have a stat for you on it, but I think they do a nice job with it. And yeah, they'll prepare themselves for that this week.
Coach, the Pro Bowl rosters came out. You know, there's been some accomplishments, but particularly for Eric Berry, for him to play at such a level, coming back from what he did to get that honor, just what does it show you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great tribute to Eric and his family. The doc that took care of him did a heck of a job. So, but, you know, Eric just being – so strong mentally and gaining that physically as it's gone on here. So he's a tough kid. Great tribute to him, though. Great story.
When first came back, many of you were saying we don't know. We don't know what to expect, what he's going to be. When you first started practice and playing a couple of games, would you have imagined he's playing at this level by now?
Yeah. The reason you imagined it because he was telling you he's going to. Yeah, you know, he was so driven that way. That you kind of had a feeling he was gonna get there. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, but when you look back on it, and now that it's real, what a great story, man! True toughness and grit to be able to do that. I mean, you think about when he first started, he had no hair. That the medicine that he had taken had disrupted his whole body, and he was able to come back and kind of. I kind of joked about it, but I was serious. The more his hair grew back, the stronger his body became as he went. And, you know, here he is today as a Pro Bowl player.
So were you hoping Derek Johnson would have been on that Pro Bowl roster?
Yeah. I mean, Derek's one of the alternates, so that's a positive thing. But, you know, what's unique about these guys is I had a chance to talk to them all. And, They really didn't get caught up in that. They just kind of go, hey, listen, we got other things we're doing, and pretty humble approach to it. So,
is that different than maybe some previous teams, or is that unique to this team?
I think it kind of tells you what this team is. I mean, that's I thought to a man, they're going, okay, thanks. We got to get ready for Cleveland type deal. So it was pretty interesting.
Earlier this year, you said you never had a 1-5 start. Have you ever won 8 in a row?
Well, I think we won 9 the first year, right? Okay. Right.
I mean,
before coming here,
yeah.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
Well, how have you been able to keep these guys on track despite all the stuff that's obstacles on around them and what's on the table on game day, and yet they continue to pull these games out under the fashion that they do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a tribute to the players and the coaches for what they're doing. They understand that you're not done here. I mean, I say we just broke 500, but I mean, we've still got to take care of business here. And so really nothing has been accomplished at this point until we get ourselves ready for Cleveland. I mean, you know, that's the approach that everybody's taken, and it's important. I would tell you, my hat's off to John Dorsey and the job that he's done of bringing players here to allow us to work through some of the things that have happened and still coach good players. So he's been a big part of that.
Last one, Adam. Andy, what will determine whether Tomba plays Sunday? Is it his ability to handle pain? Is it whether he can do what he needs to do with that?
Yeah. I mean,
whatever he's going to do.
Yeah, I think we just see what. I mean, Stu new, too fresh right now. He just had the surgery here yesterday, and so he's just kind of coming through that part of it, and we'll see. I mean, we'll just see how he goes. Right now, if you ask him, he'd want to be out there playing, but let's see what happens. Let's just take it day by day. I'd probably all of the above of what you said. I don't know exactly what to expect on it, but we'll see how it works out for him.